USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump appearing at a town hall event last evening and asked about why he never issued a national mask mandate to combat the spread of coronavirus.
The concept of a mask is good, but it also does, you're constantly touching it, you're touching your face, you're touching plates. There are people that don't think masks are good.
During the ABC town hall, President Trump also said minority communities are suffering the most when there is not proper policing.
They suffer more than anybody else by bad police protection. We have to give the police back the authority to stop crime.
Hurricane Sally now starting to dump heavy rain on parts of the Gulf Coast as the storm nears landfall. Forecasters say the rain totals could be measured in feet over the course of the next few days. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Iles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K Formula Flip Kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that real realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K Formula Flip Kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K Formula Flip Kit plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K Flip Kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
President Trump predicting great things ahead in the Middle East as he hosted a White House signing ceremony yesterday for new accords that normalize relations between Israel, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates.
For years you had blood in the sand. That's all you had, blood in the sand. You got nothing for it. They got nothing for it. Now you're going to have peace, and it'll be a real peace.
Smoke from the western wildfires have been choking folks in the west now for weeks, but now that smoke has reached the east coast. Meteorologists say clouds over places like Virginia and Maryland are actually wildfire smoke that had traveled thousands of miles from those western fires. The mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, laying out some of the policy changes coming after the shooting in March of Breonna Taylor during a no-knock raid. Mayor Greg Fisher says those changes include requiring a commanding officer to approve and review all search warrants that are requested. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The New York Mets may be getting a new owner. USA's John Hunt has details.
Billionaire Stephen Cohen has reached a deal to buy the New York Mets baseball team for a reported value of $2.42 billion. Cohen said in a statement, "I'm excited to have reached an agreement with the Wilpon and Katz families to purchase the Mets." This comes after an earlier move to buy the team failed back in February. The sale must still be approved by 23 of the 30 Major League Baseball team owners before it can become official. While Cohen already owns a minority stake in the team, which he acquired in 2012, his legacy has some controversy. Regardless of those concerns, the reality is that the hefty price tag could mean higher team valuations for all the other owners, to which they're likely not to object. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A TV personality is trying to cash in on the debates by trying to get one of his own. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Comedian and MMA commentator Joe Rogan is offering to moderate a four-hour debate between President Trump and Joe Biden, and at least one of the candidates is apparently signing on. Speaking on his podcast yesterday, Rogan told retired MMA fighter Tim Kennedy he wanted to host such an event, and the fighter posted on Twitter, "Just two candidates, cameras, and their vision of how to move this country forward. Who wants in?"
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.